get cooking at. Beef, it's what's for dinner.com.
Brought to you by the Montana Beef Council with consented beef checkoff dollars.
Tom says it ought to be against the law to sell a rope for $20. It's like buying two white mice for your kid. They're so cute that first day in their little cage. 5-pound bag of Purina rodent chow looks like it'll last forever. By the time you're ordering 20 tons of rodent grower mix in bulk, it's too late to call the cat. Roving starts off innocent enough. Get the feel of it. Maybe buy a dummy head for $25 to stick in a hay bale in the backyard. Then Leo Camarillo's book for $12.95 and a pair of rope and gloves. Just a way to kill time, you say. Without meaning to, you start hanging around team ropers. Talk centers around roping. Eventually, gets around to horses. Your horse has about as much interest in roping as your wife does. Somebody mentions a good rope horse for sale. Maybe you ought to take a look. Only $2,800. No more than a family season ski pass. The kids can go next year. You start reading the Roper Sports News and the Western Horseman. The saddle you've got is serviceable, but if you expect to win, you need one that's built for ropers. You could order a custom-built, of course, but that's too expensive and takes too long to get. You compromise and buy one off the rack for $1,100. All you have to cancel is the anniversary trip to Mexico you'd planned with your wife. The local jackpot arena is only 8 miles away, really too far to ride a horseback twice a week, so you scan the want ads. Good used horse trailer, $3,500. Needs a little paint, wiring, license, and new tires, another $1,750, but not much more than your oldest kid's college tuition. She can get a job, builds character. You pull your new horse trailer to the local roping in your four-door Toyota. That lasts about 6 weeks. A new four-wheel drive dually pickup, repainted to match the trailer, $28,000. Only have to take mother out of the retirement home. Besides, now you can go to some ropings with some real tough. Chance to win some real money. Sunday night, 11 p.m., your wife looks up from her pillow and dutifully asks, "Well, dear, how was the roping today?" Almost got third money. Dang loop slipped off one hock. Anyway, I only lost $45.
This is Baxter Black on Monday, brought to you by Corteva Agriscience.